Yes.
Whatever. Okay.
So,
did you just say doing?
He might have said doing.
I think I did.
Okay.
Okay.
Could you hello us?
Hang on.
Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick Korn. Joining me is...
Ryan.
And Ryan.
And welcome to the Leeku Studios podcast, the final part in Momogus, the catch-all episode. Freeware game review episode 49. I like it. I'd like to try it with people instead of just robots.
Okay.
Robots piloted by robots in the future. This is like some MD guy shit we got going on here. So, we've been bringing you only the best in entertainment with a lot of people on the internet. This is probably a bald-faced lie.
Just a little.
Is it bald-faced or bold-faced?
Bold.
Or bald-faced?
Bold-faced
lie.
Bold face.
Just cover your face in highlighter, too.
Cover your face in shaving cream and then shave it.
It's an italicized face lie.
Right. Okay, so you were saying?
And, we're done with this for now?
Are we?
Well, I mean, the fourth one. This is sort of the end here, and we're gonna kind of just talk about some stuff that we didn't talk about, because, to be fair, we don't know that much in the way of MMOs.
Well, I mean...
No enough. I mean, like, whatever we get to tonight should cover pretty much the rest of our knowledge.
Well, I mean, there are only so many MMOs worth playing.
Yeah.
That are also free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Dickfall?
Dickfall?
Darkfall.
Was that free?
No.
There you go. I heard...
Whatever happened to it, though?
I heard about this thing called Dungeon Fighter... Apparently,
Dungeon Fighter. Do you fight dungeons?
Well, apparently it's like dungeon crawling, except the dungeons are a final fight, and it's an MMO.
Final Fight.
Yeah. Or Streets of Rage.
Okay.
It's like Dungeon of Rage.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I think I could get behind that.
So
plus
like,
skills.
Do you find, like, plus two kicking shoes?
I hope just whenever you create a character, it's like you create you and you create your girlfriend. And then the first time you take that character out, your girlfriend gets kidnapped. And the rest of your online career trying to get your girlfriend back.
I would like that very much.
See, now they gotta do something like that with, like, The Witcher. Where, like there's a lot of girlfriends. And, like, over the course of the game, you're constantly, like, getting and saving and modifying girlfriends. Wait a second. Oh, that's...
Custom
so you just
girlfriend.
Make it... You just make it cyberpunk.
That... I'm not gonna say anything.
you like take it in round. Like you start, your girlfriend gets kidnapped. You save her. You upgrade her. She gets kidnapped again. You save her. You upgrade her.
My first girlfriend upgrade would be LoJack.
What?
But then you don't get to grind.
Dude, fuck that.
What are we even talking about?
LoJack. It's a thing you put in your car that you can get it back.
Yeah.
It's like an RFID thing.
It's like one of the most humiliating things. My car has LoJack. I don't know who would ever steal it. Or how far they would get. So,
what's a game?
Rumble Fighter? Is that a game?
Rumble Fighter's a game.
Rumble Fighter is like, I don't know, I still think calling it like a MMO itemless Power Stone kind of works.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not, an MMO in the sense that there is, like, one contiguous world that everyone inhabits because, like, you know, it's broken up into rooms or whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's more of a gunbound you can use your fists with.
Yeah, like, the game's pretty good, aside from the really fucking terrible latency issues.
Yeah.
Where, like, you hit someone and then they fall through the floor and you just see them in, like, a jumping animation around the sides of the map. And they're like, I already killed you, what's going on? And then one of you drops, and no one gets any money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens.
enough to be really annoying.
But it's cool. Like, you get to learn different sorts of kung fus, and you get transformation items that turn you into, like, golems or guys with their hands on fire.
Except it doesn't matter, because all you have to do is pay for something, and then you instantly get, like, unbeatable.
Yeah, that's the other problem.
And lots of air juggling for infinity. Right off the edge of the map. There's a lot of not well thought out things about that game. But I liked it when suddenly we realized we could make all the money we needed by doing King of the Hill.
So there we were.
And, yeah, so if you like punching things, you can try a Rumble Fighter, but I don't particularly suggest
it. I don't know, unless
it's
got better recently. I haven't played it in a while.
Yeah. We played it a little bit ago. I played it a little bit ago.
We were playing a little bit ago. We could never play with each other because of, like, everything was broken.
Because of, they have, like, no way to find your friends? Except there has to be, because we had games where, like, four of us were in at once.
Yeah, I don't think four of us ever played that game.
No. Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think it was me, you, and Brian at most.
All right, then that's it. So we are the brain trust of Rumble Fighter right here.
Yes. Yeah. We're the only ones
I think it was just
we
found
that you can trust.
Yeah, because I think we only did that one time.
But I don't know, the game, there's a lot of cool stuff. Like, you buy items and you customize your dude and, like, I don't know, you get cool hair, cool sandals.
Yeah. Get cool jacket, a lion heart jacket, only I think it's cool.
And then you're all like, dot, 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 whatever.
Yeah. They had it just... I still don't know what this thing with, like, the gems is. Like, apparently you could find or buy gems that you can imbue your current equipment with gems to make them more equipful.
Okay.
Equiperated.
I'm down with stuff like that.
Yeah.
I like Diablo. Oh, speaking of which, that fucking Borderlands game. Are you super psyched for that?
The hell is Borderlands?
I've heard of that.
It's like Diablo the Shootening.
I thought that's what Tabula Rasa was.
Tabula Rasa.
It's a game.
It was like, kind of like Diablo.
Oh, right. No, that one was kind of lame, actually.
And I think it's already, they don't have servers for it anymore.
Well, yeah, but they don't have servers for Chromehounds anymore either. So,
I know!
We'll
build our own.
Okay. No, but Borderlands, it's like, they went through a really heavy art direction change recently.
Okay.
So now everything is like, has these really thick borders around stuff, and it's like shaded oddly.
Huh.
But it's kind of cool because, like, up until then it kind of looked like a generic shooter. Like, it was all brown and blue, but now it actually has, it kind of stands out a bit, and that's neat. But the selling point to me about this game is the system they have in place for procedurally generating weapons.
Ooh.
What?
They have like a stock of a hojillion weapon components, which are then semi-randomly pieced together according to the trends of manufacturers.
Wow.
Like, huh. A certain company might like large magazine sizes and wooden stocks, and another one might like, I don't know, like integral scopes and shit.
That's really neat.
So then you're just going around and you're like, oh, well, this is the new whatever whatever model, and it's like, it's a revolver shotgun thing. And you pick it up, and you point it at a bandit, and you're like, bang! And it's like a cloud of twos. Because, like, it has a damage display and shit. Because
yeah,
it's
nice.
Like Shooter Diablo.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know, I'm actually kind of psyched for Red Steel 2.
It's also got, like, vehicle combat, and, like, really snifty co-op, where it's like, you can bring your character into public rooms with other people, and you bring all your shit with you, and then you bring all your shit out with you again.
Wow. Who's working on this?
I don't know, but it seems pretty awesome.
Yeah, it does.
That does sound pretty cool.
All you bros with Xboxes should get it.
Bethesda started working on a new game. Except it's them with Splash Damage now. Because apparently they're best buddies forever.
With their rich pedigree of shooters.
Yeah. It's called Brink. It's like Fallout the Waterinning.
For Brian's like
Fallout the Waterinning?
Yeah. It's like Waterworld except Fallout.
Well, it is a Bethesda production.
Yeah, like, I haven't heard much about the gameplay, but I saw some screenshots, and it's like, alright, here is a giant fortress made of, like,
boats,
tin, and corrugated steel, and shit.
And dinghies.
and then there's this guy wearing like two halves of a tie or a shoulder pads.
I'm down with shit like that.
Yeah. And then, like, the government came over with, like, I don't know, this automated door knocker down machine. And then, you know, the people
start knocking down
in the metal place just started, like, throwing rocks at it and shit.
Oh.
I mean, it doesn't seem like anything too new.
I don't know, throwing rocks at an automated door knocking down device. I've never done that before. Because that sounds ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
What did that remind me of?
I don't know.
Okay. So why don't we talk about another MMO?
Okay. Gunbound.
Let's talk about Gunbound. Because
this is... You like artillery tank shooting games?
Of course you do, unless you're a fucking commie.
Right.
Do you like being VR?
Do you like being kawaii?
Do you like riding on a dinosaur?
I know I do.
Do you like boomer shot bonus?
Do you like weather effects and the Thor's hammer?
Do you like orbital satellites?
Do you like customizing character too?
Basically, this game is really, really, really nifty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we stopped playing. I can see why we stopped playing.
Because it's got good stuff, but, like you really don't get much, like, character customization options without working really hard at it. And then,
well,
you know, the
by
game...
by spending a lot of time at it.
Yeah, well, spending time to get money to fuck bitches. I mean... No, I realize you can...
Smoking weebs.
With a little bit of changing, you can actually make that two-step process into a one-step phrase.
Oh.
And it's make bitches fuck money. Roll the dimes.
That's
ferocious MCs make you go back and rewrite your rhymes.
I don't. So we were talking about Gunbound.
You're talking about Gunbound.
It's a massively multiplayer online game, tank artillery game. You get
it's you know, another one of these. Everybody's on it, but.
But
join
you make
games
rooms. Rooms of up to 8 people. And there's different game modes, like where you hunt for targets, and there's teams, and there's like Counter-Strike style, where it's like if you're out, you're out. And then there's like stock, where each team has a stock of lives that's like one more than they have players. So you'll probably get at least 2 goes at it, unless one of your teammates is really bad.
Yeah.
But it's cool because like you don't buy... like a selection of weapons in a shop like you do with like Scorched Earth.
Yeah.
There's like a set number of different, they call them mobiles. And like some of them are like giant frogs or dinosaurs.
Arachnid machines.
And some of them are like tanks.
A butt bug bomber.
And some of them are magical.
Some of them are cake.
And some of them are cake, yeah. And they all have, like, these different attributes, and it's kind of like a rock-paper-scissors system, where it's like, well, machines are vulnerable to electricity, and magic things, do something.
Are vulnerable to biological things, and then biological things get wrecked by machines?
Well, no, because there's 3 armor types and then 3 weapon types.
Oh, no.
There's like, fire, electricity, impact... for the weapons, and then there's like animals, shields, and mechanicals for
that is how that works.
The armors. So it's kind of cool in that sense, but it doesn't really factor much in because most of the time it's kind of like an honor bound system where you choose your target and then you do not do anything else. Because if 2 people attack someone, that is double teaming. That is DTing. And it is a crime punishable by
it is
also being DT'd.
Frowned upon, but highly effective.
Yeah. Or what you do is you play tag, where you get 2 mobiles, and you go with one that can really carve through the ground, like the Bigfoot, and then you get the one that has a satellite laser, the AC-8, and then you just dig under people and hit them with the satellite laser, and they can't do shit.
Yeah.
But that's more dick. I think they actually added some, a couple mobiles recently,
really?
Like another normal one, and then another secret one.
Huh.
There's one that, like,
the
shoots
dragon.
Arrows. Yeah, like, it's kind of cool. If you select random, there are two, like, secret mobiles that you can get, the dragon and the knight, and they're pretty badass. Yeah. I like the frog.
I always like the Bigfoot. It's made of missiles.
Yeah, Bigfoot was alright.
Noob foot.
Yeah.
I like missiles. I also like dropping people off the stage, so.
Yeah. Well, and then,
what do you like, Brian?
Like, since you're
Knack-knack. Yeah.
Since your mobile affects which weapons you have, what it is that you bring into battle with you, you can choose, like, power-ups, like the double shot or, like, healing packs.
Or lightning, except, like, most of the time people just turn off everything that isn't double shot.
Yeah.
But I don't know, some of them are pretty cool. Like, you have ones that do more damage, but, like, make your shot take longer until you come around the next time. Or ones that do more damage, but just hurt you instead. So it's like, oh, well, which one do I want?
Yeah.
Deep tactical decisions. I always liked lightning. Because I, like, for a while I used the grub, and it shoots, like, four shots at once. And each shot got a lightning bolt. So that was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, the grub. You see, there was the,
The grub was all right, too.
The grub is a, like, money-making machine.
It was like a raver.
Because, like, you hit the shot in front of him. But then as long as you're sitting in a valley, you get the boomer shot. Because that's kind of the way that you get effective at the game, is you learn all the trick shots.
Yeah, like...
Which is like making a shot when it goes through a tornado, making a shot that goes past your target and then comes back, making a shot that stays in the air for at least 10 seconds or whatever.
Making a shot backwards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that was cool.
Whole bunch of stuff like that.
Well, that's Gunbound.
Yeah.
And it's a game that, if you call yourself a gamer, you've probably played.
I don't know if that's true.
I wouldn't say that.
I don't know. I know a lot of people play Gunbound.
Mr. Well, Thomas played Gunbound.
Yeah,
really?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Mr. Thomas was our senior English teacher.
Mm-hmm. I remember him.
He was telling the internet.
He also liked to listen to Drop It Like a Tot.
Well, he was also like an amateur rapper.
You guys remember how we never actually read A Winter's Tale for that class?
I've read
like
A Winter's Tale.
Yeah, but not in time for the class to begin or to write the paper for
this
it.
Is true.
Yeah, that's what I've never read a summer assignment on time.
Yeah.
Like, I was supposed to read, like, The Red Badge of Courage and,
Scarlet Letter.
The Scarlet Letter. Didn't read either.
I fucking hate The Scarlet Letter.
It's like, adultery.
Not even that, just the
it way
it was
the butler!
Writes.
But the priest also has something to hide. Isn't that something? Proto-feminism. Oh, I was thinking about Mega Man today, because I remember what we were saying last time when it was like, I remember when we had continuity in our Mega Mans, except we weren't saying that last time. We were saying that when we were writing online for Inglourious Basterds last night. Inglourious Bastards. Buongiorno.
Grazie.
Correcto.
So, Proto Man was Blues. Mega Man was Rockman. What was his sister?
Roll.
Oh, right. She was always Roll.
Because it's rock and roll.
Then what was Dr. Wily's robot? Bass, or whatever he was called on this side.
Oh, Fuerte. No, Bass and Fuerte. No, it was,
Gospel?
Gospel and... No, Gospel was the dog.
Forte.
Yeah.
Forte.
What the hell does Forte mean, anyway?
Loud.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's Italian.
Oh. Grazie.
It's like, pianissimo, piano, mezzo piano, mezzo forte, forte, fortissimo, fortississimo.
Smukalukovich means you can turn it into a truck.
That's not...
I'm sorry, that's Yiddish. That's like the only Yiddish I know.
You know the Yiddish for you can turn it into a truck.
Yeah.
Grazie.
More you know.
I don't think that's a true thing. So what was the third thing we were going to talk about?
Why isn't there an MMO Mega Man?
I don't know.
I mean, like, what if you just procedurally generated mans?
We did that once.
Yeah. That's a pretty fun game. Okay, it's like this. Somebody makes up a robot master, and then you need to make up the robot master whose power defeats him. So we had, like, Straw Man.
Who was defeated by...
Pitchfork Man.
Who was defeated by...
I don't know.
Farmer Man.
Drought Man. Farmer Man might have been the one with the pitchfork.
Yep.
And he was defeated by Drought Man.
Whose power was,
I thought he was defeated by their, they're repossessing the farm man.
Farm subsidies, man.
And then, of course, like, there's the original, like, you know, original Mega Man edition, and then there's the X edition, where it's...
Wolf Blitzer.
It's adjective animal. So Wolf Blitzer, Monkey Wrench, I don't even know.
Metal Shark Player. He was the dumbest boss.
Chaos Wolf.
Metal Wolf Chaos?
Yes.
Okay. Why has that game been coming up so often? Because Anders found out about it?
Because Richard.
Richard!
Except Richard was the name of the protagonist in Time Crisis. And you always see that opening scene where he's like, "Hello, Richard. Long time no see. Here's the details on the next mission." And, like, your CIA informant is a robot who sends you cassette tapes or something. Because this was back in, like, 1990-something.
Who's, like, the guy in the game with the turning around? And it was a Time Crisis game, and you could, like, look to the left and look to the right. And there was, like, some third guy when you were playing, like...
Yeah, I think that was Time Crisis 3.
That the one where you fought, like, robot spiders?
Yeah.
That one seemed kind of dumb.
Why isn't there an online Time Crisis?
Because...
Oh, right. Just think, you just need, like, a million rails.
It's just an open field, and it spawns everyone in a line, and they move forwards.
Oh my god.
It could be like...
And the rate at which you kill people speeds you up.
What if you just...
And then it's a race.
I don't know, I was thinking, like, you could do...
No, what if it was like Suro? Time. Like, that's how you generate the dungeons. It's like, you get, like, lines, uh-huh. And you have to connect them all together, and then when you run out of lines, it's created a, like, line for you to go through, and then that's, like, the dungeon. And then you do that as, like, an on-rail shooter.
I guess.
That's a system, yes.
That's kind of solid.
I don't know.
For a start.
Who likes Suro and rail shooters?
Yo.
Us. What was the third game?
X-Steel.
Okay, remember a while back we talked about guns? And I mean like a real while back.
Like
okay.
It was the second episode.
And I was all like, I hate Koreans. Guns is like that, but with robots. X-Steel is like that, but with robots.
Yeah.
And like dual wielding swords. Except guns also had dual wielding swords. Man, guns was... pretty decent.
Guns was decent in theory, but then it kind of sucked to play.
Yeah.
Whereas X-Steel sucks slightly less to play.
Does it?
And the default thing that you are given is two Uzis.
That's like the default thing you're given in guns.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
Except if you were like me and you picked dual revolvers. Because you're a badass and can aim.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Knuckles.
Except X-Steel, you also get to, like, pick parts. I just like robots.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for robots.
Because, like, you bought clothes and guns, but in X-Steel, you buy, like, arms.
And it was also cool, because, like, you bought your skills, and then, like, you have to, like, buy the right weapon sets.
Oh, but yeah, then you have, that was like, actually kind of cool.
But then, like, you have, like, two weapon sets that you pick before you go into battle. And so you could have, like, you know, two swords, or sword and shield, or sword and Uzi, and then your other set was just, like, two sniper rifles.
I liked drill and shotgun. Because you would just, like, charge at someone and empty your shotgun before you get there, and then drill them into a wall.
Yeah. Or there was the one that was, like,
makes you feel like a big daddy.
Or there was the one that was just, like, jump up and spray bullets everywhere below you. That was, like, a dual Uzi one.
Mm.
What was that game we played for a very good little while? I forget the name of it, but it was very stylish. Kind of Korean.
Oh, S4.
S4!
I never played it! I really? Downloaded it, I installed it, I never played it.
That's like guns, but with fashion.
And magic, I think,
wasn't it? Maybe psychic, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Except all the stuff looked, like, weirdly mechanical. Ooh. Like, it was all, like, metal and blue hexagons.
Oh,
but it was cool because, like, you got a Gauss rifle and wings, and you just kind of fly above the place, like, shooting people. That game was cool, but it also kind of had terrible latency issues.
Yeah, I had the same thing.
Like, if you had low ping, it made you invulnerable.
I remember I bought a yellow hoodie with a teddy bear on it, and a short skirt, and a sniper rifle.
Mm.
And I never got to do anything because of the latency.
What? I, like, lollygothed my character out. It was pretty badass. It was all, like, checkerboards.
Alright.
What about that, TF2 ripoff? The Toy Fortress 2 or whatever?
Oh, God, that thing! I don't know, like, if that's actually being made.
Like, I kind of wish it was, because I could get behind that.
Why?
Because...
Didn't I buy you TF2?
Yeah, you did.
What about Battlefield Heroes?
Except, no, you bought me
Garry's Mod.
I bought TF2 myself.
Okay, so, like, this one time, some people were making this game, and, like, they had this trailer. It was, like, action figures, and they fight. It was kind of like Toy Story with more violence, and also, like...
Grenade launchers.
Ripped off, like, Haruhi.
Figures.
Yeah.
Just that one.
But, like, they also had a trailer that was, like, scene for scene taken from Meet the Whatever class videos.
Uh-huh.
And also they had, like, a Cyclops robot with a grenade launcher.
Yeah. Well, no, because from what I can tell from the video, like, you choose your toy and your, like, weapon class separately. And I think that's what I can get behind.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the only difference that I saw.
Well, also, it's, you know, fucking Kawaii.
Yeah, I guess. It's also actually kind of just like all of those maps in Unreal 2004 that are like, this is a giant room, you are tiny.
There was a map like that in TF2, Toy Fort. They're all like books piled up and like little rat holes through the walls and stuff. It was pretty cool.
I don't know why this is just like a common theme among map making.
I remember there was that one map in UT 2004 where it was just like two enormous women on a bed.
Yeah.
That one was kind of weird.
Yeah. It should be like, No, it was like that one time where they were gonna... Alicia Silverstone is a person, right?
Who?
Alicia Silverstone?
Sure.
Okay. There's some actress, and I think her last name is Silverstone. The problem is they rented her out, so it's a Silverstone Raceway, so that's where the next F1 tournament is gonna be held, just on her. They're expecting to exceed speeds of 200 miles an hour going down her left leg. I don't know. They should make a map like that.
The pun doesn't work if no one gives a fuck about either of the things.
Was it even a pun? I'm just thinking. That's something I really shouldn't do.
Amino! Bap! Ow!
Okay, so. We eat some meatloaf, maybe we'll think of something else.
I don't know, there's other games that exist. I'm just gonna drop some names. La Tail, that's a game.
Oh, yeah.
I hear about it on Twitter a lot from those people. I think I might have played it once, either a foreign version or a beta. I remember playing a game that was kind of like Maple Story, but with worse jumping and bad hit detection. I don't know if that was La Tail.
Is that game,
if it is, I'm sorry.
Does that game...
I don't know, it was kind of cool. I liked how the environments were. Like, you could, like...
get eaten by a sandworm?
Yeah, it was that game.
Yeah.
I remember, this brawler, Ragnarok Battle Offline. Did you ever play that?
No.
Oh, that game was good.
Oh, I need to try that.
Yeah.
No, remember that game, fucking Domo, Dreams of Mirror Online? I never actually got to play it, but I heard some guys talking about playing it once who were at the table next to me at lunch.
Okay.
Just saying. So that's a game that exists.
About Rose, Rush on 7 Events, or whatever that was. I thought you played that, like, for a day.
No.
Oh, okay. That's a game. Trickster?
Yeah.
Is a game...
Did you?
No, I heard of it.
No. It's a game weeaboos like.
Yeah, no, I know a girl who played that game a lot and then had to stop because she was, like, wasting all of her time on it.
Oh, okay.
Project Torque?
The game engine?
No. It's a, it's like a Momorpica racing game. Well, not Momorpica. It's, again, like Rumble Fighter or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's a racing game. You get to, like, upgrade your car. You get to, like, buy new cars, upgrade cars. Like, you get items that are, like, make all your skid marks burn.
Huh.
And, like, double experience on the next race. And it was actually kind of... Oh. It was actually pretty decent. I just didn't play it for too long because I was like, I got other racing games.
I'm trying to remember one game I remember playing for a while. It was kind of like Ragnarok in that it was a top-down perspective. But it had this cool system where you would, like, find items by drilling.
Huh.
And, like, all the classes were, like, Zodiac animal-based. So it was, like, I think I was, like, some kind of spell-casting dragon. It was Chinese years, yeah.
Yeah.
Dofus and Wakfu are games.
Oh, Wakfu. I've heard of that.
I really want Wakfu to come out. I know it... I think it's in beta now, but they're, like, multiplayer tactical games. Like, you wander around in a top-down perspective, and then, like, when you run into monsters on the field, like, it goes into, like, a tactical grid-based thing. But, like, if you're in a party, your other party members will come in with you, and it's cool.
Ooh, okay. That sounds pretty cool.
I like it because the classes are pretty unique. I think that it's actually a French company that runs that.
Yeah. No, I think the guy who does a lot of the art for it, I follow on DeviantArt, so...
Oh. Yeah, I remember hearing about it because Ian McConville was like, I like this guy's art.
Yeah. You talk about... You said something and it made me think of Cabal. Cabal is like a really standard sort of walk around, kill monsters to grind, fetch quests, whatever, and it's really kind of dumb. But thinking of that made me think of, what is that one where it's like... I don't know if it's a free one or if I'm just thinking of something, but it's a... Like, there's three different factions, and you can choose to be either a person or a mech.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I played that game.
Yeah.
Alice liked that game, or at least knew about it.
Whatever that game is, I wanted to play that one.
What was it?
Because I would be a mech.
It was this online game.
It wasn't like Planetfall.
No.
Unless it was.
There were, like, three factions. It was just, like, dudes, robots, and magical people.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like, you align yourself on one of the sides, and then, like, the world, it's like a giant war going on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
It was free, because I played it. That was pretty cool. I wish I remember what it was.
Yeah, I want to play that.
We robots together. No, but we're into Mabinogi now. We gotta go play Mabinogi.
Yeah, except I'm gonna... Like, I need to finish Tales before we go back to school because Anders really wants it back. And I'm like, at the end of the first disc, and the second disc is short. Unless you do all the side quests.
Well, if you need to finish Tales tonight, I mean, I can go home and play Mabinogi.
I don't know. What was I gonna say? What was the other one? I wish Gunster was still around.
Gunster, that was like
it
Metal
was like,
Slug, the
yeah,
more beginning,
MMO
right?
Metal Slug. Like, that was pretty ballin', and it was...
Oh, that would have been awesome.
It was really fun. It wasn't that glitchy. Like, I don't remember any real glitches at all, and then it just kind of disappeared one day.
Yeah, but that was cool. There was, like, jetpacking and, like, mouse aim, so you'd just be, like, scooting around all running and gunning.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Soldat, the more beginning.
I played this game called Space Cowboy once.
Oh, yeah, I played that, too. It was, like...
It was weird, but you get a ship...
Yeah, it was, like, a really easy-on-the-sim, flight-sim sort of thing.
Yeah, and one more. I played that for about a half hour.
Like, it had, like, auto-targeting.
It's like, wow. I wish this wasn't dumb. And that was it.
Yeah.
Just trying to...
Got anything, Brian?
Let's
off
see.
The dome?
Dredge from memories.
War Rock was kind of an MMO.
War Rock, yeah.
Wolf Team!
Oh, I really want to play that. It's like this. You like Counter-Strike? You like werewolves? Alright, that's the idea.
And, that 12 whatever's game?
12 Sky 2. I want to...
12 Sky. It's like Kung Fu.
Yeah, it's like... I kind of like the idea of, like, Kung Fu World.
What was Fly FF? That's a
Fliff!
Name.
I think I played that. It was like Fly for Free.
Yeah, Fly for Free. I played that again
it was free,
for about a half
and
hour.
I think you could get broomsticks and fly on them.
I think I was a tail kid, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, like, I was like, I'm gonna go punch snails. Wait, this is kind of a dumb.
Yeah. And what is it with starting you punching snails?
I don't know. It's not threatening.
Yeah.
Man, I'm finally at a point in Mabinogi where I have no quests.
E-Republic is kind of a game.
Well, I mean, if you're going to go with that, I was going to say, like, Tribal Wars.
Yo, whatever happened to TDZK?
Oh, that was a game, too.
Yeah, like, I want that to be back. Like, they had, like, updates on their site for a while. It's like, we're going to make TDZK fleets. You're going to, like, do entire fleets of stuff. And now you go to their site, and there's just, like, this little splash image is just, like, Singularity. And that's all that's there.
Uh-huh. Put out the...
Pissing me off.
Find out what's up with that.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I'm just trying to
then
think.
There's also all of the TDZK likes. Like that...
What the hell is TDZK?
One where you were zombies and people.
Oh, that's not TDZK-like. Like, that sort of game is its own thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's kind of the same interface.
Yeah, like, it was another browser game with a grid and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But you didn't, you know...
Fly spaceships
and smuggle illicit goods and shit.
And colonize planets.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
TDZK was a game where, like... It was kind of like Eve. But, like...
A grid?
Yeah, but, like, turn-based on a grid.
Alright.
And, like, you bought and sold different goods and, like, you could, you know, buy up ships and research new weapons and stuff. And
it was like you had fuel and you got, like, 12 fuel a day.
Oh.
And that was how it limited how much you could do in a day.
You remember for, like, a short time in high school we played that one zombie browser-based game? Like,
yeah.
Hell Uprising or whatever?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was pretty cool. I remember,
cool.
Like,
kind of dumb.
I inadvertently ran afoul of, like, the most hard-assness player-killinist player. And I just, like... Because there was that one, like, Fortress Mall thing where, like...
Yeah.
All the action always was. And I noticed that, like, he was in some place and a bunch of other humans around him were dying. So I was just like, all right, unload every shotgun. Pow, 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 pow. Asshats get the bucket. He was just like, you don't fuck with Chopper Reed. And then that character was kind of marked for death.
Huh.
But then we had all of our doctors.
Yeah.
Dr. Fishopolis!
No!
I had, like, Dr. House and other Dr. House.
Yeah.
That game was cool, because, like, you could learn barricade making and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you kind of scavenge everywhere. You end up with a whole bunch of things that don't work.
You end up with, like, 6 shotguns.
Yeah.
Because you just be like, shotgun, 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 shotgun. Okay, you're probably dead.
Yeah. I think it's gone now.
I don't know. Even if it isn't, who cares?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, who are the big game makers? I mean, it's like, what, EG, Nexon, Area Games?
Well, Nexon doesn't necessarily make them. They just get them.
Yeah.
Well, still, but, like,
but
the providers.
Publishers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, it's like this. If
what about that golf game, Pangaea?
Oh,
Albatross.
Albatross 18.
Whichever one it is.
Albatross 18.
Well, it's also apparently Pangaea.
Pangaea.
Because I remember, like, when you got a perfect hit, it went Pangaea, and the in-game currency was pangs.
Uh huh.
That one's kind of cool because, like,
every storyline golf game.
I don't know if they have it like in the international version, but I know in like the Japanese version. They have, like, a lot of tie-ins with, like, stuff. Like, I know, like, they had a BlackRock shooter caddy.
Huh.
I was like, that is cool.
Okay.
I'm gonna make a BlackRock shooter anime thing. I'll watch that.
That's one of my favorite lines from Cowboy Bebop. Is when, like, it's the Feng Shui episode. And he's just, like, they throw the rock out and he has to shoot it. He's like, right, so I'm shooting a rock now. And then he shoots it and, like, blows a new hole in the warp drive tunnel, and then they find her father.
I missed that episode.
I think I missed that
boogie,
one
boogie,
too.
Boogie Woogie Feng Shui. I think. I have Cowboy Bebop, I think. We could watch that.
You have my Cowboy Bebop?
Let's say
sure
it wasn't an Outlaw Star, because Outlaw Star had magic.
No, it wasn't Outlaw Star, it was Cowboy Bebop.
Cowboy Bebop had Chinese magic.
Let's watch both at once. I got 2 screens.
No.
Just see if you can find where they sitting up. Maybe it'll be like, you know, when you watch Pink Floyd's The Wall and it was advanced at the same time.
But Cowboy Bebop is full of music. How do we know what to listen to?
It's not about listening. It's about the watching. It's like when Spike stares off the left side of the screen and then Gene stares off the right side of the screen. And it's like, you can see they're in love. I mean...
This has been the Utica Studios Freeware Games Review, episode 49, Mamagist Roundup.
Yeah, so basically that's the last thing to say. It's like, we've mentioned, the stuff we've mentioned, we've also kind of given, like, it seemed cool or it was kind of dumb.
Like, we may not, like, it's not a game that we go back to, but, you know, these are games that we played once or twice and you may like them, so yeah. I don't know, Google them.
Yeah, we're just, we're
we
generally...
We have shown you online.
Yeah, like, generally, like, you know, our style of game is, like, you know, the Specialists or Action Quake 2 or... What else do we like?
Mabinogi is exactly in that same mold.
Mabinogi is weird. And, like, I think I'm already starting to get kind of burnt on it for a while.
Wow.
Don't say that.
That was fast.
No, I finally got...
Save it until we make the guild.
Okay, I learned that when you use a first aid skill, if the person you're using it on is not resting, it's only 50% effective.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. We should sit down when you bandage us.
Also, now I actually have healing skills, so I'm a bit useful.
The healing magic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And, like,
I don't know why you think you're useless.
I might be. I did beat a bear and went dry.
Yeah, like, as long as you're just kind of slick with, you know, all the different combat moves, you don't need to be, like... You don't have to have high rank in them, like, as long as you can just keep the timing right.
Yeah. And, you know, Sharp Mind helps.
Sharp Mind.
Because then you see them do counterattack, and then you do counterattack, and you're just like, do it. Do it.
Except,
stand
like...
Stand here all day, I have a bajillion stamina, because all I do is pick herbs.
Most monsters, like, telegraph their moves without needing Sharp Mind, so... We already did the Mabinogi podcast.
Yeah, I know, and then, like, okay, it's like this. Check out, what is it, IJJI, Nexon, Area Games, bros at Area Games, are pretty cool guys, you will find something you like.
Unless you don't like...
Playing with others.
Free multiplayer online games, because they, you know, are typically mediocre, but it's just like you find something that you like the flavor of, and you can latch onto it.
And
it's good for you.
Yeah. And you find somebody else who plays it preferably.
Or you trick your friends into playing it.
There you go.
It didn't work with Jesse, but...
No. He was just like, a lady asked me to, like, look at something and then come back to her. This game is retarded.
Yeah.
Like, Jesse, have you ever played
an RPG?
So anyway,
Halo invented fetch quests.
I'll put links to most of this on the website. Can be found at elitekustudios.net/podcast. Follow us on Twitter, elitekustudios. Email us.
You never gave me the password the last time you said you were going to give me the password.
Oh, you never reminded me.
Okay.
Password okay.
To... The elitekustudios Twitter, so that Nick's not the only one saying nothing.
Okay. Yeah. And then... Yeah, go check that out, and we'll catch you next week.
For our 50th anniversary blowout.
Blow up.
Blow off.
Blow up.
We name him Little Hanabi.
You gotta grow up. Okay, no more stealing jokes. Need to be original.